Joining us now is the CEO of the Browns here at the NFL meetings in Phoenix, Joe Banner. Joe, with regard to this being your first meeting in this capacity with the Browns, in general, what's the how does it differ, if in any way, from your previous work with the Eagles and being part of this?
No, not really any consequential differences. We sit in a different seat. And, you know, the meetings so far have been, you know, informative. A lot of it kind of looking forward. A lot of talk here as well as in our office is focused on enhancing fan experience. So that's been interesting to hear what other teams are doing, and good discussion there. So good first day here in terms of learning things to help us.
Yeah, it seems the high points that the commissioner and the league itself emphasized, the investment in the future, and you mentioned this with making the stadium experience better, making sure fans have the experience in the stadium that they can enjoy at home and equalize that at the very least, but not make it less than what they could get at home.
Yeah, I don't even like comparing it to at home. It's for me, it's like a false choice. You just want to make the experience in the stadium the best it can be. I mean, the opportunity to be there and see your team in person and feel the energy and share that experience with other people who love the Browns as much as you do, you know, that's a unique opportunity. And we just want to make that experience as great an experience, as fun, entertaining as we possibly can, both on the field and the rest of the experience.
Player safety being another big deal that's talked about to a great extent, and procuring players for this league. In other words, keeping moms especially, but parents encouraging their sons to play the game, because that is the feeder system, and that's another point that's being addressed heavily here.
Yeah, and you know, they provide a lot of information that you wish get out of the media more often about, in fact, the, you know, former NFL players, and in fact their health and life expectancy, and you know, all those things are extremely positive. If you listen to the news reports, you'd think that things were quite different than the facts that seem to bear out.
This has been obviously a very busy start to the free agency signing period for the Browns. You've discussed this, a lot of the key areas being hit defensively. How do you proceed from here?
Well, we'll continue to keep our eye on the market and see where we think there are additional opportunities to improve the team. We don't want short-term solutions. We're looking for solutions that will still be in place as we improve, hopefully over the next year, two, 3 years, and then continue to try to sustain that afterwards. So there'll be some opportunities here. There are a few good players still in the marketplace, and there'll be players that will not get what they expect in the marketplace, and we'll keep looking at them. I can't tell you whether more will happen or not. That depends upon a number of factors, including what the 31 other teams do.
Does it help that other players who are still available in the market see that you've been aggressive signing Paul Kruger and signing a Desmond Bryant, for instance?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's clearly a conversation in the league amongst the players, agents, even the other teams, that it's a new time at the Browns. There's a lot of optimism about where the team is headed, hiring Chuds, bringing in the coordinators that he did and that we retained. You know, players like to play for coaches they really like. When you call people that have played for Norv Turner or Chuds or Ray or Chris for that matter, you get extremely enthusiastic references. That may be more valuable than anything, but there's definitely a new sense about the team and the momentum and the investment, frankly, that, you know, we're willing to make and the commitment to winning.
Is some of the time spent here not unlike the combine, where you have opportunities to maybe meet with agents and have those kinds of meaningful discussions about potential free agent signings?
There are agents here, for better or worse. We haven't escaped that world by coming here.
Right.
And, you know, we are able to meet them, but, you know, the ones that aren't here, you can reach on the phone easily. They're never, they're always interested in talking, especially if they have any players available, and almost everybody still has players available, so we can do it over the phone and also in person opportunity here.
You're always available, yeah, to the right call. Joe Banner, CEO of the Browns, joining us here at the NFL meetings in Phoenix, broadcasting Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Joe, Brent Grimes had a visit to the Browns. If you could just tell us kind of how that went and where does that stand with him?
Yeah, you know, we don't get into too much specifics here, but obviously we did have a visit. We felt good about it. Our sense was he felt good about it. He obviously, you know, is the type of player that would have a number of teams interested in him. And, you know, we'll see here how that plays itself out.
We get an overwhelming number of fans via social media and every way, email, asking us to ask you this question. I kind of think I know the answer, but I will pose it on their behalf, and that is, you know, what is happening or going to happen with Phil Dawson?
Well, you know, as we've said from the beginning of this, we don't really want to comment on that situation. At some point it will resolve itself, and then I think at that point, you know, we'll be easier to speak to. But at this point, best interest for everybody is to not comment that specifically. And that isn't isolated to Phil. We've taken that position on our free agents, and we always will take that position.
And with regard to draft preparation as well, when you move, these things all happen simultaneously, but what is the process going forward with that? How are you shifting a little more of the attention to the draft because you've satisfied the biggest needs you wanted to hit in free agency?
Other than a conversation on an available player that would be relatively short at the moment, all of the organization's energy is now switched to the draft. Coaches and scouts going out on private workouts or pro days, and we do have our kind of preliminary draft board up, which keeps getting worked and keep gathering background information on players and things like that. So the organization right now is fully mobilized towards trying to get ourselves in the best position to do well on draft day.
The league meetings offer, obviously, great opportunity for best practice sharing among teams. And as it regards the stadium experience that we talked about a little bit earlier, are there some specific things that you're looking at? And what would the fans notice, or when would they notice those upgrades, changes at First Energy Stadium, home of the Browns?
Well, there's two aspects of this. One is going to be a physical, structural change, and that's going to take some time. The time it takes to think that through, get it designed, hire even the architectural firm, long lead time, for example, in order things like scoreboards, if that was part of the program. So the physical changes on that level are going to take some time. They certainly won't be this season. They may take place over two seasons, you know, even after that, as opposed to happening all at once. The game day experience, though, as it relates to everything from player introductions, to comforts, to cleanliness, to egress and ingress, music, in-game entertainment, celebrations when we score, historical things and iconic moments that have been part of the Browns' history or new ones we may try to create. I think you'll see a very different experience starting this season.
Great. Joe, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good talking to you.
All right. He is Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, joining us here at the NFL meetings in Phoenix on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.